Now, with that in mind, let's turn to this passage here, verse 9. For then will I turn to the peoples a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one consent. Now, God has this far-off purpose. This is called the teleological purpose of God. And we'll find it all through this section here, because now we're in the light, no longer in the darkness of the judgment, no longer in the day of the Lord that begins at night. Now the sun has arisen, and light is broken upon mankind. For then, he says, will I turn to the peoples a pure language. Now, when he says here, a pure language, he doesn't mean that everybody's going to speak Hebrew. A great many people think that's it. And he's not going to turn them to some other language, that is, maybe some unknown language, and that everybody will speak that. The pure language that he's talking about here is not what some of us Texans thought. We thought it was going to be the Texas accent. Many of you people that have not agreed with my accent and you found it rather distasteful, I thought for a while that you were going to have to get accustomed to it because that's what everybody would be speaking in heaven. But honestly, it doesn't mean that at all. The pure language means exactly what it says. The language will be pure. There'll be no blasphemy heard. There'll be nothing that's vile and vulgar. There will be nothing that'll be repulsive. The language will be that. We had a neighbor one time. She was a very big-hearted woman in many ways. And she was unsaved, and she had not only a mean tongue, she had the vilest tongue that I think that I've ever heard. And actually, it was offensive to people in the neighborhood to hear her lose her temper at times, and you could hear her throughout the entire neighborhood. And it was very distasteful, so much so that some wanted to report her. Well, in heaven, friends, there'll be nobody to report, because it's going to be just exactly what this says, a pure language will be pure in thought, word, and deed there. And that is the thing that he mentions here. And they'll call upon the name of the Lord, and they'll serve him with one consent. There'll be no rebellion against God in that day. Heaven, friends, is going to be a really a nice neighborhood to live in. It's going to be a glorious place. You're going to have some good neighbors there. Now, verse 10, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring mine offering. Now, again, here is a verse of Scripture that has been variously translated or interpreted, and they come up with all sorts of interpretations that the ark is down in Ethiopia, and that it's going to be brought up to Jerusalem at this time. Well, I don't think that that is the thing that he has in mind here at all. It does mean that Ethiopia as a nation will enter the millennial kingdom. I believe that is the thing that is important for us to see. And their offering, of course, will be the offering that Christ made. And there are many myths, and in fact, there is a tribe down in Abyssinia or Ethiopia today that claim that they are Semitic, and they use the term, it's sort of like the word Philistine, that means immigrants. And they claim they can trace their origin back to Israel, that they are Israelites. Well, I think that is probably true. But I think we are reading a great deal here into this that doesn't belong here at all. And I think we just let it stand in its plain wording here.